Opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up 230 points yesterday, and this morning, so far, the Dow is up about 310 points. It's now time for our stock and business update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the markets regained some of their losses after the worst weekly sell-off, with the Dow gaining 220 points, as we mentioned yesterday. Now, you've been talking about a correction or black swan that catches investors off guard. Is the Dow falling below 30,000 and the stock market shorting scandal the beginning of a correction, just like in 2008?
Well, Bob, we're not seeing that this morning. We're seeing the market kind of rally, but happy Groundhog's Day to you, Bob. I guess Bill is not going to be able to see the ground there in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of snow, right? History, Bob, you know, doesn't always repeat itself, but sometimes it rhymes. You're seeing that today. Many parallels of the financial crisis of 2008. The Wall Street media has promoted things as the little guy is getting back at Wall Street isn't that great. But I see a more sinister motive behind the Robin Hood and his merry band of men versus the big evil sheriff of Wall Street Forest.
Well, now, as usual, Pavlos, you're seeing the black clouds in this silver lining. Explain the parallels of the 2008 crisis.
First of all, don't look at just the game. See the players on both sides. It'll tell you a lot what's happening and, again, how this will all end.
All right, well, size up the teams for us then and let us be the judge of this great deception that you're talking about.
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about the merry band of men. Elon Musk, one of them, you know, tweeting game stonk. You know, can't even spell it, right? And, again, Serena Williams' husband, Alexis Olana, who is founder of social media disinformation platform Reddit. And then you got the opposing sides, the Wall Street hedge funds, which are, of course, the establishment of Wall Street, which are getting creamed. Again, Bob, this bloodbath is not over yet. We're seeing that basically unfold today. Again, who will be left holding the bag of this financial crisis? And again, the financial crisis of 2008, who is left holding the bag? It won't be Wall Street's elite or the social media billionaires.
All right, so what you're saying is stay away from the carnage like in 2008. The media and the political elite claimed that everyone needed to own their own home, so they tried to engineer that to the detriment of our economy.
You got it. The high-stakes Wall Street game of chicken, Bob. We're seeing naked shorting of stocks, which, of course, is illegal, and the government regulators, the referees, aren't even doing their jobs to protect the free markets. And, again, we're watching this carnage this morning unfold on Wall Street.
Yeah, well, don't let a good crisis go to waste. So how does this end, and how can our listeners avoid the train wreck?
Well, Bob, stay away from the train wreck. Stay away from those stocks that are undercapitalized and will eventually or could possibly go bankrupt. Again, they ran up, you know, 300, 400, even 1,000%, and now we've seen them plummet today. Again, the little guy is the one who's stuck left holding the bag. It doesn't always end like in a fairy tale of Groundhog Day. It's kind of a nightmare on Wall Street. Again, we want to make sure that investors know what they own. Again, they don't have any counterparty risk, something that no one on Wall Street media ever mentions. Again, they disingenuously cheer the little guy screaming the big bad wolf on Wall Street. Again, what investors need to do is not tie themselves to Wall Street or the big brokerage houses. What investors need to do is basically invest in investments that is nobody's debt and has no counterparty risk.
All right, so you're talking about precious metals, of course, which you've discussed many times, which are not only a hedge, but also out of Wall Street's realm, really, and they can't be shorted. In 2008, metals held their value in spite of the greatest market downturn since the Depression.
Yes, like in 2008, don't watch that fairy tale, The Big Short, the great deception that investors and institutions have been sucked into. Again, they're buying bonds and these toxic mortgages, and they had no chance of being paid off in 2008. But again, Wall Street and their cohorts, the rating agencies, gave those toxic bonds AAA ratings, Bob. You remember that. Regulators just sat back and watched, and today the game is the same, but the players are different.
Absolutely. How can listeners sign up for your tax-free investing Zoom meeting that takes place tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, featuring New Mexico's very own Thornburg Investment Management Firm?
Well, just go to our website, mikefinancialsense.com. Go to the events tab. You can sign up for our seminar. Again, or you can reach us at 828-4068. And again, I want to mention that I'll be on with Jeffrey Candelaria a week from this Saturday, and we'll be talking about this financial deception that's going on Wall Street. And lastly, I want to mention securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, enjoy the Super Bowl, and all of our listeners, be safe out there.
All right, Pavlos, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.